live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting live from the Renaissance Bank studio right here on Windward Parkway in beautiful Alpharetta, wet Alpharetta. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you're tired of that big bank experience, the automated voices, and they really don't want to talk to you if you're a small business, and their definition of small business is getting bigger every day, I've got an answer for you that involves going to renaissancebank.com and finding their local office. They've got some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call. And you can actually meet with a live person. Imagine that. So give them a call and give them a shot. Just listen to them. I think you'll be glad you did. I know personally that I and my clients have benefited from the association we have with the Renaissance Bank. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And we've got two great guests today. I'm going to start with Malcolm Evans, and Malcolm is with Sales Accent. Malcolm, welcome.
Good day, John.
Great to have you.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, this is. I've been looking forward to this myself. Tell me a little bit about you and how you're serving folks out there.
Well, people always ask, well, where did the name come from? Well, you know, I was originally in engineering. A friend of mine visited one day, and he had a new car, and he used to work for BMW, and he wasn't driving a BMW. I said, what's going on here? He said, no, I got a job in sales. They gave me a car. I said, I want one. So I went off, and I got a job in sales. over the years, and, you know, when I in about 2013, decided to create another business and come away from the corporate world, do what I want, create my own working lifestyle. I worked with a coach, and he said, you've got to do something to leverage what you deliver and a bit about you. And he said, you've got this accent that stands out. So that's where it came from. So Sales Accent, and, you know, as we know, when we write, you know, if we put an accent above a certain letter, it emphasizes part of that. So that's what I do, help people emphasize.
You know, people have said that about me, about my accent, but I don't think it's a compliment. But anyway, I think yours was a compliment. So congratulations
well,
on that.
Let me take you to Wales, John. It'll take you 20 minutes to buy gas there as well.
Okay. I look forward to that, actually. Let's talk about, you mentioned Wales. Let's talk a little bit about your background and your career journey and how you got to where you are today.
Well, good. Yeah, Wales is a small place. There's only ever like 3 million people been there forever. But it had a great history with the Industrial Revolution and the Romans. And you know, I think we're down to our last 698 castles now. Grew up in a rural area. All of my dad's side were in the beer business. We've got a straight line of 250 years. And he always used to say to me, you know, beer's in your blood, or at least it should be at 9 o'clock tonight. So, and on my mum's side, they're all farmers. So it was a good combination of growing up around people in business, but also then understanding, you know, self-reliance and so on that, you know, farmers go through, continually fighting against the weather and, you know, stuff that could eat the crops. So,
yeah. So you mentioned your sales background. Talk a little bit about, I guess, how you got from that sales background to advising the business advisory work you do today.
Okay. Well, following on with the sort of the beer part of it, I went into engineering at an early age. There's a long story why I didn't get to have my interview at the Navy, but that was probably me not getting out of bed on time. but the same day, I was accepted for an apprenticeship it's actually a shipyard, and that was electrical, electronic. And over the years, that took me into different industries like chemical and paper, but I ended up in the beer industry. in and automation was really coming in then. And I had this real interest. I'm a bit of a techie. And I went to work for what was a new brewery in Europe, state of the art, spent a few years there, and then I was offered a similar position in another country. So I had two heroes growing up, my dad and John Wayne.
Ah.
Yeah, and the Duke. And my dad was called Mac, but the you know John Wayne.
Yes.
And they both instilled this spirit of, you know, try different things, you know, spread your wings, go west, young man.
Mm.
Well, at the age of 24, when I left to go and work in this great big brewery, I discovered that I was bad at geography. I ended up going south, went to Africa instead of west.
You were trying to go somewhere, right? Yeah. Okay.
And we got there. We loved the outdoor life. I married my high school sweetheart 6 weeks before we left, and we went there for 2 years. And then, you know, 14 years later, we came back with three boys in tow and a whole new career. I came through the electrical, electronic world at a really good time. There's an awful lot of, you know, technological developments going on. I worked for a very large international company. I was at 28. I was the sales and marketing manager, running a team of 20 people, and my area was, you know, everything south of the sand in Africa. And so it was a bit too much at an early age. So I decided, you know, I was at 30, I was having a midlife crisis. So I went off and created a company. And for the next 6 years, I learned the hard way of how to build a business. And but I figured that as long as my customers were blue chip, and many of them were, you know, like car companies, and De Beers Diamond was one of them.
Mm.
So as long as I performed, I would get paid. So I learned a lot of things there. I went to work for an American company when I decided I wanted to move back to Europe. And for 14 months or wherever, I was running industries there. They sent me to America, which I thought was nice, you know, and sent me to Milwaukee in January.
Ah.
So I left Johannesburg when it was 40 degrees Celsius, and I arrived in Milwaukee in January, and it wasn't. So none of my
I'm going to bet it was below.
So the first thing to do was rush out and buy clothes.
Right.
And so that was good. And that set me off on a path of not only sales, but very, very large accounts and international development. And from the company that I worked with, they sent me back to Europe, spent a couple of years there, and I ended up with an even bigger company. And 2001, they sent me here, and came for a few years, and ended up staying. So it's everything from the broom to the boardroom. Mm. You know, I've been in that environment. You know, worked in industry, come through it. Had my own businesses, worked for, you know, small businesses, and some of the largest on the planet. So I've got a, you know, pretty broad experience of. What business looks like, and it all comes down to solutions and problem solving.
Folks, we're here chatting with Malcolm Evans, and Malcolm is with Sales Accent. Malcolm, let's talk about the kind of businesses that you work with today and what you do for them, how you create transformation for them.
Yep, and yep, great. It comes down to like the consultative approach. First, to understand, and an analogy or a metaphor I draw is anyone that's played golf or played tennis wants to improve their game. They're at a level, they want to take it to the next level. Well, business is like that. And if we're not saying it's a big game, but there's an awful lot of similarities. And there's usually a gap that exists. So if I work with companies, it can be typically they have a sales team. I've created and run sales teams, so I can be the eyes that look over their shoulder, and I can maybe see things that they are missing. So often managers try to do that when they actually should be running the business instead of trying to train people. You know, they get a bit too close and can sometimes get emotional. The second group of people that I would serve is the people that are corporate employees and have got caught up in something over this last couple of years. middle management, maybe mid-50s, a little bit later, they fall into an area where it's hard for them to find a job that replaces what they had. Maybe they've been running a small team, they've been, you know, costs have been stripped out and whatever, and they've had to exit. So with them, it comes back to the same thing. You know, they have a particular capability of solving a problem, but also they've got a gap between where they are and where they want to be. And then the third group of people is the ones that have that fall outside the management class, fall outside the I've already got a business, but out of necessity, I need to learn new skills. I need to make myself more marketable, and I believe self-reliance is the cornerstone of everything. This is what comes back from me, you know, being on a farm and learned to drive a tractor when I shouldn't have been anywhere near it. You know, I was 5 years old or something. Self-reliance, and whether they think of a career outside working for somebody else or whether it's something supplemental, learning those new skills can be life-changing for them.
So let's get into what you mentioned. Solving problems is really the big question. What are the big problems your clients and those that you work with are having right now? I mean, what does that look like? I know a lot of different companies have different issues, and every business is its own, as it were. But what's the common theme in terms of what they're problems may be?
Well, generally it comes down to, and that's a great question, because there are similarities in all businesses, and people would say, well, what do you do? What can you do for me? And I said, well, you're ostensibly in the fun business. Every business I've worked at that's making money is having fun. When the money goes out of it and the profits go out of it, the fun goes out of it. Have you noticed that? And they said, yeah. Well, we try and put it back in. Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
And it comes down to taking an outside perspective. People can get too close to the trees. Egos can come into it. And fundamentally, what do we need to do? So with companies, it's going to be, well, look, what are the processes? Anyone that's been in business in 2008 and 2012 has seen that they were dress rehearsals for where we are today. Reduction in workforce meant an increase in a workload for employees. That meant that less accessibility is coming from outside influences. So there was a time when, you know, in sales, I would ask someone, look, do you ever go to a trade show? You know, do you read trade magazines? Do you belong to trades? And asking those questions is all that, you know, we can't get away from the job now. And no, I can only accept a phone call from you. I can't meet you in person. Whereas in the old days, they would introduce you into the business and show you around. That's not to say that any salesperson shouldn't do his homework by looking at the websites, looking at annual reports and so on, and anticipating some of the things and, you know, which questions to ask. So there are the challenges. How do salespeople engage with customers in a meaningful way to understand how they can bring value to their customers? And then sometimes it's... how do you handle a workforce where we've got all ages represented? You know, the X, Y, Z, the guys with the silver hair like me. I always wanted to be a blonde. You know, I thought they had more fun. Now I've gone blonde, and sometimes it's not so much fun. You know, it's, but equally important, you know, if you, I see sometimes companies make the mistake of, you know, weeding out some of the older guys, but there are laws against this and so on. Customers tend to have a lot of those people. So if your message is right, but the delivery mechanism, just because of something through a lack of or a gap of communication between somebody that's very young and somebody that's very old, you can lose a lot along the way there. And I remember that, and I'm probably one of the worst golfers, you know, that God ever gave sort of wind to. But when I walked into a place, Golfsmith, some years ago, I looked around. I went straight to the guy with the silver hair. I said, right, what do I need to do? I need the coach.
Yeah.
Show me. Otherwise, I'm going to waste my money.
Right. Right. So let's talk about what an engagement with you looks like, just in general. And again, I'm sure they're a little bit different depending on the company. But when somebody calls you, how does that conversation unfold?
The conversation would go pretty much along the lines of like, let me understand who you are. Let me look a bit at your business. Let me call you back because I've got some questions I want to ask you. We'll then, if you want to learn somebody about them, look at their website. They'll tell you what they want to know. Mm. So for that stimulates questions for me. So then I would ask them, okay, you've got a team of salespeople. Yeah. How are your sales numbers? And pretty much everyone will say, oh, no, they're fine. I say, well, if you've got 10 salespeople, are you telling me that all of them are firing on cylinders, all cylinders at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Because that goes against the 80-20 rule. Now, if they do say, well, no, we've got somebody that's underperforming or whatever, well, what are you going to do? You have a choice. You made a decision when you hired them. You knew they could do the job. Are you going to invest in them? Are you going to close the gaps they've got between performance? If so, what's that going to look like? What are your choices? Or are you just going to admit it and let them go? And I am so against the last option until pretty much everything has been exhausted.
Mm.
I'm a big believer in, there are fundamental things why things are not working. And often getting back to basics with, having someone sit down with a coach and just do an interview and then start sort of digging deeper and deeper. The truth is five questions deep, as you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Malcolm, this has been great. And I can't imagine that there aren't some folks that wouldn't want to engage with you in some way after hearing some of the things you've had to say. Let's give them directions. How can they be in touch with you?
Well, working with Malcolm, I say, is a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Okay, my website, it used to be called salesaccent.com, but I came away from the sales part. And a lot of the people that I work with now are ex-corporate. I want to, and they go off and they start creating jobs for people and so on and themselves. So I created a brand called neverinterviewagain.com. Okay, and what this is about is really it's about skilling up. So you can find me there on the web. You can find me in Facebook at Never Interview. It's a similar thing out on YouTube or wherever. But the message is to anyone in this day and age is don't sit still as an individual or as a business. You have to adapt. They teach the Marines to do that, adapt and overcome.
Mm.
We're in an era of tectonic change. We need to think accordingly. Think big, think bold, just go be it.
Malcolm Evans with Sales Accent and Never Interview Again. I think that's music to the ears of a lot of folks that are in corporate. Malcolm, this has been great. Been a pleasure having you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Likewise, John. Thank you so much for giving me the platform.
Absolutely. And I want to turn now to Jordan Church. Jordan is with Matched by Jordan. Jordan, welcome.
Hey there, John. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm sorry you can't be in the studio today. That didn't work out, but we're glad that you're able to join us by phone. Let's talk a little bit about you and how you're helping folks at Matched by Jordan.
Well, John, we help singles, that are, 40 and up, find a compatible partner. And we like to say we do it safer and faster than, a lot of the other methods out there. People have gone online and found a lot of bogus profiles, a lot of swiping and clicking and, something they were excited about often ends up being, a major disappointment. So I believe everyone deserves a meaningful relationship. So that's my mission and been doing it in the Atlanta area since 2004.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am I am shocked to hear that there are fake profiles out there. I am shocked to hear that.
But that's the biggest complaint, John. You know, hey, he or she must have been using their prom picture, in the online. So, with a traditional matchmaker, you get, you know, more high touch. And it can also be high tech. We use some modern strategies, but that is the main thing with me. I've gone through a very deep assessment, hours long with people, hundreds of questions, and really gotten to know them, their communication strategies, what their values are, the core values, and how all of those things align, which, you know, can just be critical. So usually by the time I match someone and we set them up on a date, it's more like their fourth or fifth date, because they're not going to have to weed through red flags. And, oh my gosh, you know, you said online you weren't a smoker, and now you're saying you need to take a quick smoking break. So,
right.
We really get to know people and love helping them find the one, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Talk, Jordan, how you got passionate for this, business. What led you to start the company?
Well, I had been with a major matching firm in the U.S. for about a decade and, wanted just to strike out on my own. And so, when the pandemic struck, that's really where Match by Jordan was formed. I stepped back a little bit and just looked at the industry as a whole and everything that was going on, and decided that there were some different strategies that could be employed to help people find the one. And often I find it's the mindset going in. You can be set on, okay, I really want to find someone, but if you don't have the proper mindset, it's not going to lead to you being successful. And an example I would give is if you were to hire a matchmaker and say, okay, well, all the things that I bring to the table that are obstacles right now, it's now I've given that over to a matchmaker. Well, you've got to also let them make suggestions and create a plan that you're going to be, you know, successful employing. The main thing is just that proper mindset going in and making sure that you have, especially after the pandemic and some people have been in the basement for a year or whatever. And are getting back out there now, and just the isolation people have felt, we can really help get them in the right state of mind to get busy finding the one.
You know, you, I think, are answering this question just because you're doing this interview, but I was going to ask you about what makes you different from some of the other matchmaking services. You know, it occurs to me that the fact we can actually get you on the phone and talk to you personally, is a big part of the difference.
Right. Yes. It's so different than having to just try to do everything yourself. You know, when you're going online and doing the profiles, or with a matchmaker, that's just kind of putting people out there without getting the necessary information on the front end. That's the main difference with the way we operate. We're going to really get to know you first, and that's going to be the main difference. There's a type of strategy that we use, and I don't know how many hours you have to go into it.
Yep.
But But we, well, let's just take it, for example, if someone is more, let's say they're more spontaneous and they need to be able to just say, hey, let's go, let's get out this weekend, let's drive to the mountains, let's do this, let's do that. There's other people that are going to be like, what do you mean? You know, I've got this, you know, they need structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's just one example of out of about 12 different combinations that can be critical. But if you know these things going in, we can help facilitate great matches. And it doesn't mean someone's not a match if someone's spontaneous and someone else isn't. It just means that you understand that about your companion. You understand that, hey, I need to not just throw things at this person, need to have a little bit of planning. And then the other person needs to say occasionally, I need to just take a breath and go with it and be spontaneous. So there's lots of different things like that, that come into play. But, and that's the main way I would say we're different. And then also sometimes when you're looking to get out there and meet someone, and you've been in a few relationships that hasn't worked out, in one of the former matchmaking firms I was with, they would say, you know, it's almost like your picker is broken. You're picking the wrong types and it's just not working out. Often someone, a different set of eyes, stepping back and looking in can just be incredibly helpful to help someone find the perfect match.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Now, yes. Let's talk a little bit about, I want to get back to, I guess, some of the basics of how you do what you do, but you've got a connection with Malcolm here, I understand, and you've worked with Malcolm in terms of his advisory practice. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, with Malcolm, I was, you know, like I was talking about that previous company, I was always more on the service side in the matching, just, you know, dealing with the day-to-day, the dates and meeting, did you like the feedback on the relationships and everything. And so with Malcolm, I needed to get help more on the business side. And so he helped me in that arena. We came up with creative ways to expand my reach to be able to help more people in different areas. And that's where he's just been critical key to my business. I bring a challenge to Malcolm and he's pretty much able to uncover, you know, the solution in faster than I would, because I don't have the business, experience that he does. So he's been very helpful in that regard.
I think you just covered why you have a good business advisor, business coach, getting to solutions faster. I think that's what it's really the bottom line of it is.
It really is. And people that are in a business like mine, where we're dealing with emotions and the ups and downs of everyday life, we're just drained and we don't have the time to often take care of business and put the important aspects in place. And so someone like Malcolm, he comes in and just really puts the fine point on it and yet just offers those solutions when, hey, where should I go here? What about this? This is happening. There's so many things in business that a small, you know, operator that's just launching, you know, more of a boutique operation.
Mm-hmm.
He's critical for that and, you know, has helped just really expand me.
Folks, we're here chatting with Jordan Church. Jordan is with Matched by Jordan. So Jordan, I mean, you're competing against some, we won't mention those brand names, but you're competing against some major brand names out there, owned by big public companies, I think. How do you make that happen? How do you make that work?
Well, by being able to touch people personally and being able to be accessible in this, you know, computer driven social media internet age. That's the main way I'm able to just to really focus in. And, you know, like, until you meet the one, it's not going to be the best process in the world. Like, let's say you have 6 matches. If it took 4 matches to find the one, well, the first 3 for some reason didn't, you know, they didn't come together. And so that you've got to be able to find the just the bridge to help them, you know, to find the one in a, I don't know, just as they are dealing with the issues the day to day, having a matchmaker can just change everything.
Let's give some advice, Jordan, to those, and maybe you can give us a peek at some of the advice you give to your clients. Somebody that's coming to you and they want to find that special person, that soulmate. You know, what's the one piece of advice that you would give them to make that process successful for them?
Well, the best thing would be to just reach out and have a conversation, so that I can just get, you know, some basic, you know, information on what their parameters are, what they're looking for, and just have a conversation about where they are right now. And then I can give them some input and advice. So it's really just to reach out, you know, no obligation, and make contact and let's discuss where they are now and what their needs are. And then that's the best way for me to make a serious recommendation.
Now, I know you cannot use names. You're in a business of confidentiality, but I would love it if maybe you could share a story, someone that you've worked with that you can talk about the success that you brought to their search and their journey.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well, there's recently, there has been a couple, and I got a picture from them, of their newborn. So match created, family created, and that's, you know, the best it can get in my business, because they're together and they're starting a family. And when you see that, it's just, I mean, it just grabs you. But she was actually working in a retail area in Atlanta, and one of my partner matchmakers met her, and then we had another gentleman that was already being matched by us, and we set them up. They dated, you know, in the Roswell area is where they met first, in downtown Roswell, clicked. And then they, you know, we get feedback, like I said, after a date, and they were both just thrilled. And it was strange because each one of the other thought, oh, I don't know if he liked me. And so that's another way that a matchmaker can just be critical, because we're like, whoa, you know, if that had been an internet situation, someone might have texted, you know, just been defensive and said, well, we met and, you know, you were nice, but you're not, you know, you might have kind of nipped it when it was about to take off. And by having a third party, someone removed from the situation, oh, no, he was, you know, this is, he really liked you. No, she really liked you. And so, you know, they're together. They feel like it's going good or going great. And then, I don't know, during the goodbye at the end of the night, I think in that situation, there was just something that made them think, oh, maybe this maybe it wasn't as good as I thought it was. So by having an objective third party, you've got someone that's going to guide you, you know, on that as well.
Wow. Great stuff. Match by Jordan, run by our guest, Jordan Church. So Jordan, let's get into the details of, we'll get into how folks can get in touch with you, but let's talk about what they need to be prepared to do when they get in touch.
Okay. So the best way is matchbyjordan.com. And there's just a short little questionnaire that gives the information, just, you know, first name, number, contact info. And then I reach out for just, you know, we call it a candid conversation, just a 20 minute to 30 minute discussion, and no obligation whatsoever. It's just for me to see where you are and to assess what would be the best path forward. Matchmaking isn't for everybody. Some people are just adamant about, I need to have total control of this, and they want to peruse the hundreds of profiles. That's fine. But I can determine, you know, what they need and if they do need to shift to be more successful in matching, and make a recommendation after that conversation. So that's usually how we start. And then we do a 2 to 3 hour assessment before we would match anybody, which really gets down into, like I said, communication styles, personality, values, things like that. So that would be the best way to reach out.
Awesome. And just to be clear, I think you mentioned this earlier, you work primarily with individuals that are 40 and over, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I've matched everything from 18 to mid 80s.
Oh, okay.
But it runs the full spectrum, but I like to focus on that niche, just in the 40 to 65 range. But like I said, I can help people all around. And, when got with Malcolm and he helped expand the business, you know, because primarily I was focused on the northern arc of Atlanta, you know, Alpharetta, Roswell, Duluth, over from Marietta, basically over to Suwanee and that area up to Cumming. But I mean, I cover the whole Metroplex, you know, Peachtree, all the way down to Peachtree City and everywhere. You know, we like to say, if someone's from Cumming, oh my God, he's from Peachtree City. Well, it's not like he's in California.
Right.
You know, and if you're soulmates, you move together. So we focus mainly in Atlanta for the matchmaking, but we can help people all over the country through our network of matchmakers and just through, like I said, just coaching, because, you know, someone, it's no different than if you're looking for a house and you have an agent, a real estate agent, or, you know, I think Malcolm often says to me, you know, it's like a tennis coach or a golf pro, you know, you're going to get help in those areas. So we can do that, you know, all over the country as well. So
that's awesome. Awesome work. Congratulations, Jordan Church. Matched by Jordan. Jordan, this has been great. Thanks so much for coming on and talking.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, John.
Yeah, it was a great pleasure.
Okay.
Hey, folks, just a quick reminder. I've got another matchmaker you need to talk to. She's a business matchmaker. Essie Escobedo, she's the chief executive angel over at Office Angels, and here's where she comes in. If you've got administrative tasks in your business that are overwhelming you, if you've got bookkeeping needs, if, for example, if you're up at 11 o'clock at night doing your books, you need an angel to fly in and do that work for you on an ongoing or as needed basis. And that's what Essie does. She's got a whole team of angels that she's had for 21 years now, and she picks the best one that can come in and get that work done for you so you can focus on other needs in your business that an owner really ought to focus on. So if you're interested, you can go to officeangels.us and find more information. But I suggest you simply give her a call. 770-442-9246 is her number. tell her I sent you, and tell her what your problem is, and she'll either match you up, or if she can't help you, she'll refine somebody else that can. The point of it all, though, is I can tell you firsthand the work, great work she does, because I use her services, and she's terrific. S.E. Escobedo at Office Angels. And, hey, folks, just a quick reminder as we wrap up the show here, North Fulton Business Radio is the search term to find our show on all the major podcast apps. We would love it if you could support our guest in this way. Go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to the show, but also give us a 5-star review. Now, that may sound bold, but that's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. It is about our guest. We want the great work that great guests like Malcolm and Jordan do, we want them to be found, and your supporting the show in that way would help us to be found. Malcolm, you want to say something?
Yeah, and, you know, Jordan is such a great guy to work with. And if you think of him as a matchmaker and a relationship coach, and people think of coaches as tending to be something that's expensive. But I would always say that the cost of the problem continuing is always much larger than the cost of the solution, which you can look at now. Mm. And if there's one thing that I could just mention,
please,
because I deliver a couple of programs for people like Jordan, and this is how I've known him for a few years, and you know, he approached me last year and so on. I run a program which is fast acting. It's called 100 Days of Action. We take an idea and we'll turn it into a business, and it's got the four P's, and you know, and it's going to have a plan, which we agree. It's got process, which we identify. It's got predictability, which we will build into this, and it's all in the pursuit of profit. So there's five P's. And I also run a program called 365 ACT, because I understand that in the great resignation that is to come, 41% of people have realized they want to do something different with their work in life. They want to get out of get back to the basement, get out of the big companies and so on. I offer an unlimited coaching program. Mm. One straight price, it'll be 365 days. And in both of these, I give a guarantee. If you follow and do what we agree, you will make profits and you will put impact and you will change your life going forward.
Well, folks, you can't beat that. So take advantage of that. We're going to have links to Malcolm's website and other contact information on the show page. So please take a look at that and be in touch. So for my guest, Malcolm Evans and Jordan Church, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.